Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Diva Strategies for Success, where every day I get to bring you a dynamic guest. And I am so excited. We have a fabulous guest today. Her name is Roslyn Khan, and she is an author, an international motivational speaker, and so much more. Let me tell you a little bit about her. Roslyn Khan is a college professor, public speaking instructor at Los Angeles City College. She is also an author, international motivational speaker, and business owner. Several years ago, she attended her first TEDx conference in Pasadena. She was immediately drawn into the TEDx fever and has given three presentations and coached many others. Roslyn has performed on both sides of the microphone as both professional speaker on TEDx, talk, interviewed on numerous radio and TV stations, and hosted red carpets. Her experience highlights include co-hosting American International Children's Film Festival in San Diego, co-hosting the gala activity with teen star Katie Lee last year. She modeled at Noel's Fashion 30th anniversary, and last month she was awarded the Woman of the Year recognized by Assemblyman Adrian Nazarene. Roslyn, as an author, published her first book, Random Acts of Kindness, Are Changing the World by Solutions Press, released on Amazon. That promotes kindness by doing simple things as opening doors, paying parking meters, and much more, and the benefits thereafter. Her second book, Roses and Dogs, How to Reduce Stress in Today's Troubled Time, was released on Kindle on June 15, 2017. The book focuses on the fast-paced life we all live and finding a way to appreciate the simple things. Welcome, Roslyn. I'm so happy to have you as a guest today on my show. How are you?
Doing awesome. Thank you so much for having me on your show. It's such an honor to be on your show. I really appreciate it.
I want to know, how did you get to be a TEDx speaker?
Well, thank you for asking me that question. There was a friend of mine. His name was Tom Lenzo, and he and I knew each other from the American Society of Training and Development. And one day he came to me and he said, you know, there's this thing called TED, and I'd love you to come and check it out. And I went to that event, and I was completely mesmerized by what I saw on the stage, and so I decided I wanted to do that. So Tom invited me to become part of the committee for the following year, and as a person who thrives on volunteering, I got myself involved and was on part of that management committee, and there came an opportunity to talk to the people who became the speakers, and I went to that event, and kind of the rest is history. You set your mind to make things happen. I went to that event, and I met a number of people. One is by the name of Kat Haber, and she knew a lot of people in the TED world and had me coach people. And after about 10 of them, I decided it was my turn, and 3 weeks later, I was booked for my first one. And the rest just followed, you know, one line and back to another. And it's just been incredible.
Wow. How did you pursue the field of academia?
Well, it was interesting. My father was a college professor, and I had done some work in industry, and I guess things weren't working out, or I think it was in Toastmasters. And I came around a kind of crossroads where there was a conflict, and I knew how much I loved public speaking, and so I decided to try it out. And it's funny, it's, you know, you make a will away, and it was a bookseller that told me how to find the chair at the Los Angeles City College. He said, you show up at this bungalow at this particular time and you'll find her. And 20 years later, she's in heaven, but I'm still teaching. And I love my students more than words could say. You know, I was so saddened. I cried when we had the coronavirus. And I said, I'll never get to see these people except their pictures on a screen, like, you know, the Hollywood Squares. It's saddening.
Yeah, that's sad. How did you develop your first book on random acts? It's such a great book, and it's, you know, right now this is, you know, what a lot of people are doing, so you were ahead of the time.
You know, it's really funny that you asked that question, because a person that I knew in the TED arena had recommended this book by Peter Hsieh for Passion, Profits, and Purpose. And when I read that book, he was talking about Zappos that was in Las Vegas. I went to go visit the company Zappos, and I saw the gratitude wall, and I just decided in those times that it was something I wanted to do for my students. And so I came back to my students and I said, you know, I want to try this thing. I want you guys to go out as an exercise to improve your public speaking skills and just talk about random acts of kindness. And when it took off, it was just like heaven. I mean, this book is available on Amazon. It's one of the most popular books that's out there, because it tells stories of people doing amazing things. I mean, right now in the street corners, we have people selling masks. But in my time, there was people selling flowers on the corner. There's one story of a woman who'd passed every day on the freeway and saw this flower salesperson and decided that she didn't really want the flowers, but she bought the money and said, here, sweetie, treat yourself. And talking about flowers, which are really important because I'm working on another book called Flowers, Food, and Flowers, Food, and Furry Friends, she felt depressed one day. And so she went out and bought a bouquet of flowers, went to a public arena where they didn't have coronavirus, and started handing out these flowers like madness. And she said it felt so good. And I have a similar feeling. I take roses that my neighbor offers me, and I put them on each and every door. And when I do that, there's this wonderful feeling of joy. It's like I'm being blessed. And like I said, this book is available on Amazon, soon to be on my webpage. Just go to Rosalind Khan and you can see that. And I post flowers all the time. I post pictures of food. I post pictures of furry friends. And all of these are things that help me in the coronavirus. But that's the story of that book on Random Acts of Kindness.
Wow, that's great. You have a second book called Dogs and Roses, which I love it. And it talks to how to reduce stress in today's troubled times. So tell us a little bit of how you did that book and a little bit what it's about and how people can get it.
Oh, my God, that's such a good question. I had a life coach, and God bless his soul. He's in heaven right now. His name is Daniel Tyler Ponke. And he said, well, you know, what in the world brings you joy? And I said, the two greatest things that bring me happiness are dogs and roses. You know, if you look at dogs and it's spelled backward, it's that man that's upstairs, God. And so whenever I see a dog, they always come at the right time. And I look at them, and it may be the time of the greatest duress. And it's like God sending me a messenger. He's like, lighten up, sweetie. Look, there's a dog. It'll be okay. It'll be all right. And the book was dedicated to a beloved dog I had. His name was Holly. Holly was a German Shepherd Terrier. She used to run in circles. Picture of her at the beginning of the book, and there were roses that I put on her. And she was, you know, she'd let you do almost anything to her. And I found with the roses, they're so calming. I mean, if you just go up and you smell the aroma of a rose, it has the most calming arena. They say that the most expensive organic oil that you can buy is that of a rose. And whenever I'm upset or obsessed with something, it's just going out and looking at the heart and the soul of a rose. Each and every one of them is just absolutely different. And even just talking about it, you can hear the calmness in my voice. I mean, it was just like magic. And so as I looked at these roses and I looked at these pictures, These words came to me, and you know, it's a beautiful book. And when I finished that book, they said, when are you going to do your next book? Are you only going to focus on dogs? And you know, in this coronavirus, I got to keep coming back to it. Every other day, I'm posting a picture of food. It's just, they say there's such a calming arena from just going in the kitchen and cooking. And then when I go outside and look at the flowers, they're just so bright and bountiful. Right now, they're absolutely amazing. And then Furry Friends includes everything. So if anybody has any pictures of any furry friends, any food that they'd like to share with me, they can send it to me at my email. And it's just con.roslyn@gmail.com. And say that you heard the show and you wanted me to have your pictures included in my book, because I love to share. It's just absolutely wonderful.
Spell your last name, Roslyn, for them so that they get it right.
Certainly, it's K-A-H-N, like K is in kangaroo, A is in Africa, H is in Henry, and N is in Nancy. And my first name is like the Spanish name Rosa, R-O-S-A, and then Lynn, L-Y-N. So the email again is con.roslyn@gmail.com.
Good. Who made the biggest influence in your life?
Wow. There are just so many people, but I want to spend a moment reflecting on my friend Daniel. I did a post on this on my Facebook page today. Daniel was a life coach to me, person who believed in me when sometimes I didn't believe in myself. He taught me the gift of gratitude. And research today shows that gratitude and giving gratitude every day is what keeps us sane and what keeps us safe. And he was a person, and so many times, and he would prod me on and say, you can do it, Roslyn, you can do it. And a few weeks ago, I was writing a list of all the things I'd done and how happy I was, proud of myself. And I said, Daniel, I really love you, and I just want to thank you for what you've done for me. And he sent me back an email, the last correspondence I got for him. And he said he loved me. And everybody in the world has a person who's impacted them. I hope that we... you hear this passion in my voice, that you will reach out to someone who touched your life.
Right.
And let them know how important they were to you. I'm sorry.
No, I understand totally. What would you like to tell the audience that most people don't know?
Well, I think most people don't know is you shouldn't judge a book by its cover. You know, sometimes you meet people and you get one opinion and you make a snap judgment. I mean, sometimes people will see me as persistent or overbearing. But if you really know me, I'm the person that when the rock hits bottom, that will reach out and send a card. If someone's in the hospital or someone's in need, I'm there. If I can send someone flowers or send them a baked good or make something, it warms my heart. People tell me, you don't need to do that. Yes, I do. It's really important to me. I took a professional development program, and they said about me that I'm a caring, compassionate, determined person. And I think in my interactions with you and the time that we met, that you've seen that. And you know that.
Mm-hmm.
If it's going to happen, I'm out there doing it.
I absolutely have.
And, you know, and I showed up at your birthday party. It was many miles away.
And you made me a great baked item, which I loved.
I tell you, I love to make baked goods. I love to make baked goods. It just warms my heart. And so I'd say, you know, sometimes you misjudge people and give people a second chance. You never know what's on the other side. And I believe that everybody, there's a piece that I read in one of my writings today or the other day from a book called Gifts, Guidance, and Grace, or A Woman Who Do Too Much. And it said, too often we run around and we're looking for that perfect thing that goes ahead and brings us happiness. And we're lurking and we're looking and we're looking. And it's not out there. It's inside of me. It's me. I shared this with my high school students in the classroom, and I just wish you could have heard what they said. You know, it's all those pieces that goes ahead and makes you the person that you are. It's the combinations of the things you know. Don't go out looking on the outside for those answers. They're innately inside of you. And to hear the wisdom of these students from Camino Amino Birch High School, they're just beautiful. They so warm my heart in seeing these future leaders of tomorrow and what they can be. And you know, students are the future. I'm doing a thing this semester where I've invited distinguished individuals, and I hope you'll help me out, Robbie, by doing a short video on who you are, what the importance of education is, and what you think of the coronavirus, because I'm making these videos for my students and just sharing the wonderful people I've met in the world. So if you have a video that you'd like to share and you'd like to help me share with my students, please send that to me at my email at con.roslyn@gmail.com. And the other thing is I'm inspiring my students to do Vipassana meditation so they can get that calmness in their voice. I begin every day by offering them just a quote to just calm their nerves and to help them feel better about the world. They told me at the beginning of the semester I could do anything in the wanted in my classroom. And I'm just making it the most beautiful experience that a student has ever experienced in my life this semester at LA City College, where I've worked for the last 20 years. And it's just beautiful. It's just beautiful.
Rosalyn, who's the head person at the college? Is it Judith Dallas?
No, it's Mary Gallagher. Mary Gallagher is the president. She had worked at a number of other institutions, and I have to give my hands off to her. She's provided food for the students. She's provided budgets of anything that they want. There's a helpline. They've got thousands of computers, laptops that they've given to the students. And if you could have heard her on her town hall meeting the other day, you know, what she had to say about how her heart is really reaching out to students. And when, you know, there was a time for public comments and they said all these computers are sitting at a dock. And I sent in the question, can't we send people to go pick them up? And as they read that question, I raised my hand. I'm like, yes, yes, yes. And they said, it would cost too much money. It would cost too much money. But, you know, I wanted to invite her to this event to recognize her for the Woman of the Year, and she was way, way too busy. And she's just a wonderful influence to the college and what she does and what she's brought to them in this coronavirus. I read something on a webpage about what people can do to fight this virus, and they said one of them is to have a town hall meeting to talk about the positive things that people do, to give a moment that people can take out time to just listen to how they feel at a particular moment and just recognize that. And so if I got on the Zoom call, the Canvas call with my students, and I said, I want to let you know that I'm not my happy-go-lucky self, as I lost a dear friend. And people need to see you as the whole you, because we're going through something our country hasn't gone since, you know, the pandemic of 2008, of the 18, you know, the 19th century or something like that, a very long time ago. There are billions of people that have lost their jobs. And if we can be kind and compassionate to one another, it's what the world really needs. And so what's been happening at the college is she's done a lot of those things, and I've tried to make those things available for my students as well. And if you'd like to follow me, you can follow me on my webpage. I have a Facebook page. I'm always posting pictures. I'm always saying nice things that people should do for one another. And it's, you can get my books. You can stay tuned for the other books that are coming out. There's one that's dogs, it's food, flowers, and furry friends. I'm going to come out with another one, which is all the posts that I've done that I do each and every day. I do a post on how to reduce stress with COVID-19, and it has different statements. I just celebrated my 40th day. I'm going to have a book on that one, and I'm thinking about my next TED Talk, and it's going to surround the interesting things that people have said on my videos about how we should conquer this virus that we have going on. And the founder, or one of the key people, not the founder, her name is Kat Haber, was actually a person who got the coronavirus, and she recovered from it. And there's a person in my BNI group, his name is Todd Binkley, and he has a message to all doctors that are in the world, anybody in the medical field, that he can help them solve this crisis by vitamin D and vitamin C. So if you'll please email me, I want to get you in contact with him. His name is Dr. Todd Binkley. He's at the Binkley Wellness Center in Ventura, California. He has the answer so that people don't need to die. Make sure you wash your hands. Make sure you wear your gloves. It is just so important. They say this, the worst part is when the disease goes ahead and it comes back in the fall, it's going to be even worse. So make sure that you get those habits now of washing your hand, making sure that you have those masks on, and being really careful.
Rosalyn, how long does it take you to write a book? Because you've written two and you've got some others coming up that you're working on. What is the time frame that takes you to do a book?
Well, you know, I think the time frame for me, the longest part is always on the editing of it. I'm going to be working with someone in my Toastmaster group. I belong to several groups. One of them is a Coachmaster, and there's this guy named EJ Ramos, and he absolutely loves to take pictures of photographs of flowers. So he and I are going to work, and I think working together with another person is going to expedite the process. But I'd say, you know, you collect the stuff. I collected the Random Acts of Kindness for, you know, a semester, and then it was a very long time going through and editing it. I did this Vipassana meditation. I can't remember how many years it was ago, but I sat on this book on dogs and roses for the longest time. And the thing I got out of this quietness and just listening to yourself and what yourself said is get that book out there. And, you know, people have been telling me ever since that book came out several years ago, what's the next one? What's the next one? And since we've had plenty of time, my husband thinks I'm crazy and obsessed with all those pictures you take. Why are you taking all those pictures? Why are you putting our dog out there? It's like, he's cute. He's adorable. He brings happiness to the world. You know, it's a short period of time, and I work with a phenomenal, phenomenal person. His name is Lee Pound. He's Coach Wright. He's with Solutions Press, and he's been my guy for all the books that I have. And if you have a book that you want to get someone to help you on, he does many workshops and helps a lot of people, and he's my go-to man. And when I told him about my book on food, flower, and furry friends, he said, I like it, Ross. That sounds pretty cool. And, yep, so it's you know, I would say to anybody who ever wants to write a book, start today. Simply sit down and spend 15 minutes out every day. Do it in the morning when your mind is fresh and you're not bothered by anything else. And if you spend 15 minutes every day, there's a friend of mine in B&I through the Covina virus got his book out on helping people deal with depression. His name is Brian Binkley, and he helps a lot of people out with stress and anxiety that they have in the world, and he's got his book out on this period of time. So just start each and every day, write 15 minutes, and don't evaluate. Just get the words down on paper, and you can come back later and organize and revisit and revise, but just begin that process, you know, today. And let me know how you're coming along. Let me know how you're coming along. I'd love to help you out. My name is Rosalind Khan.
You can
get in touch with me at
reach you, and then what gift would you like to offer our audience today? We have about 7 minutes, 25 seconds left.
Oh, wow. Well, there's a great gift that I'd love to offer them. If they go ahead and click on my page, I have a link that I'm going to make available to them that they'll get a free download of my first book on Random Acts of Kindness. And because I think your guests are so special, anybody that clicks and downloads on that link, I'm going to give them a free 30-minute session just to talk to me, whether it's about being on that TEDx stage, whether it's a life coaching session, or just simply to chat. I absolutely love people, and I love helping people out. So once again, if you go to my webpage, there's going to be a link that you can click on to download a copy of that book. You can send me and I'd love to set up that appointment with you to help you change your life.
Give us the website again.
It's rosalindkhan.com, rosalindkhan.com. That is my web page. And on it, you'll see, you know, my TED Talks and some of the other things I've done and places I've done. And there'll be a link on there so that people can go ahead and get that. And I'd really love to make that available for them.
That sounds fabulous. So we have about 6 minutes. What else would you like to share with our audiences?
Well, yeah,
maybe some of your future plans.
Well, some of my future plans is I'm really a giving, caring person. I'm working with this amazing company called Project Tapestry Network, and they've got a lot of plans up their sleeve about working with different nonprofits and helping them out in various deals. They deal with people that have to deal with pets. They deal with domestic violence. They deal with homelessness. And there's an interesting story with that Project Tapestry. Robbie, have you ever met a person when you met that person, you know that somewhere in your life you're going to have something to do with them?
Yeah,
you know immediately
I have.
And I met this gentleman, his name is Steve Strachan, and I could probably spend 6 minutes talking about Steve Strachan. He and I had met with this Alatino Brown at this launch of the Project Tapestry Network. And I just met this jewel of a human being. He was just so kind and compassionate. He tried to get me involved in this online networking group that at the time I figured I wasn't going to do that. And I'm currently doing it on the side. It's just helping people out with the goods and services of everything they have in their house and their home that they can never pay for. And in today's society, it's something that everybody can use to save money or make money. But when I met him many years ago, it just warmed my heart when this opportunity came up. There was a friend of mine who got herself in a troubled place. And, you know, when I said, hey, Alantino, how is it you're going to make this up to me? There's a lady that I met in the Hollywood world. And she reached out to me, and she's one of my bestest of bestest friends. Her name is Dr. Mariel McKinley. She was a radio host back in the day. And she and I are going to be launching a show that's called The Doctor and the Professor. And she sent me all sorts of emails and press releases that she has received from people in the world about amazing things that are happening, that I'm going to be launching this show that's going to be coming out pretty soon. So people should watch for this. It's going to be called The Doctor and the Professor. And one of the things I was thinking of calling it, it's tips and tricks for people to go ahead and overcome the coronavirus. And I'm really, really excited about this. There's another friend of mine, James Bobick. He helps me out on my webpage. He's involved with an organization called Humanitat that's following the coronavirus right, left, and in between. And, you know, he has some visions for me of going and getting one of my own television shows out there. So, you know, I tell everyone to get out a magazine and just start cutting out pictures, and on those pictures you go ahead and cut out, go ahead and make a vision board. And on my last vision board I made, and some of the things that became a reality for me is, one of them, I was a model. Another one was, I went to Italy and I had a book signing there, and you know, I wanted to write a book. And so I had my students for extra credit. I had them go out and do vision boards, and they sent me the most beautiful things. And, you know, if I look at the vision board on my, to the left of me, it says just one more, you know, there's just one more person I want to help to save some money in the world. And we're hot. We have this thing about the fire and uncover the history, just finding out what's going on with people. And it says, no matter how you are, you get there, just arrive. Another one says limitless memories, and it says visit like a pro. And insanity, my husband thinks I'm insane when I go through this, but I really care compassionately about other people. And they say you don't do things unless you're going to have a good time. There's another one there that says save $100. A people and a pilot is what we need, and it's deja vu. And they just get pictures of people, happiness, bright lights, and fireworks, party, celebration, and make your own vision board. Make your own vision board. Share a picture with me. I'd love to post it on my page. Life is a boundless amount of energy. You can put your mind to anything, and you can make it come true. I gave a message to the students of the graduating class, and it had to be 30 seconds, and I'd just like to share what I said with them. My name is Rosalind Kahn. I'm a college
professor. We have about 1 minute left.
Okay, and I said to the students of the world who are going to the graduation today, you didn't plan for the world that we currently live in. You didn't ask for the things that we've done, but I'm really proud of each and everything that you've gone ahead and done. And I want you to know, although there's no pomp and there's no circumstance, you can be anything that you want to be in this life, and you're going to be a success. I know you will. And because
you've
gone through this last semester, you're going to make it. My name is Rosalind Kahn. I love you, Robbie Motter. You are the greatest, and thank you from the bottom of my heart. If you want to connect with me, rosalindkahn.com, go to my Facebook, my Instagram, my YouTube, and you can see what I'm up to next.
Thank you. It was great. A lot of great information. I want to thank you for being a guest today. Wow, you're doing some amazing things, and we'll have to do a show later when you get that next book ready, okay?
Oh, my God. You know, Robbie, I just want to tell you a trade secret. Everyone who goes ahead and interviews me on the show, they say, Rosalind, we got to have you back. And there you have it. I just got my invitation.
Okay.
I love it.
Well, we got to close right now. So thank you again. And you have a great day. And keep doing all the great stuff you do.